All right. So we're going to get started. We are in Acts chapter 18. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Acts chapter 18. And we'll start with a prayer. Lord, we thank you for your word and just ask you to open up our hearts and our minds and our spirits that we might be yielded to you and be edified. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And so if you're watching on the web, the website was hacked. It was hacked last Thursday. Little did I know. And so apparently if you're watching this, it's working again. But that's why we weren't able to go live, because the geek was still working on it. And if you're watching, I don't mean geek in a bad way. It's in a good way. All right. So Acts chapter 18. And we will start in verse 1. Acts 18, give everyone time to get there. Okay, after these things, and so whenever we start like that, we go back and we remember that at the end of chapter 17, Paul gave his theological, philosophical statement in the Areopagus in Athens, Greece. So, and if you didn't get to see that, go back and listen to last week, or grab Acts chapter 17, and you can read one of the greatest philosophical statements ever made in the Areopagus, made by Paul. So after these things, back in Athens, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth. He found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome. And he came to them. So because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for by occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. So when Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was compelled by the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. But when they opposed him and blasphemed, he shook his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your own head. I am clean. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." And he departed from there and entered the house of a certain man named Justus, one who worshipped God, whose house was next door to the synagogue. Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Okay, so here we have the opening scene in Corinth, and Paul meets Aquila and Priscilla. And so it's likely that Claudius kicked all the Jews out of Rome because of conflicts like the ones we've been reading about here in Acts. Messianic Jews are clashing with unbelieving Jews, if I can say it that way. Yeah. And the tumult can often lead to riots and even people killing each other. And to Claudius, they're all just Jews, just a bunch of rowdy Jews. Because Christianity was still basically viewed as a sect of Judaism by the outsiders, by Claudius, if he was even aware of much of anything. And so he just kicked all the Jews out, and Priscilla and Aquila appear to be messianic, and that indicates that Claudius just kicked everyone out. He expelled all the Jews, and most Christians in Rome at that time would have been Jews, because Paul hadn't been to Rome yet, and as far as we know, Rome hadn't been evangelized. And so since Paul is in Corinth here at the beginning of Acts chapter 18, I was compelled by the Spirit, before I did the study, to read Paul's two letters to the Corinthians. And I urge you to do the same. They're relatively short, and they're filled with a lot of true advice from the Holy Spirit on how we should live and how we should conduct ourselves in Christ, in the church, with each other, and toward the outside world. So anyway, so I spent most of my preparation time for the Acts 18 study. I actually spent most of it reading 1st and 2nd Corinthians because they're relatively short, but they're not that short. And so this particular section of our study, it might not have the detailed commentary that we've had in other sections, but perhaps less commentary and more scripture is actually what's called for. So we're just going to go with that. So do notice in verse 6 that Paul determines to lay off preaching to the Jews. It says they blasphemed, and so he shook his clothes and said, "Your blood be upon your own head," right? He said, "I'm going to go out to the Gentiles." And so it's interesting what happens right after he said that. He goes and he preaches to a Gentile named Justus, who happens to live next door to the synagogue, and the ruler of the synagogue, who would have been a Jew, he hears, and maybe he overhears, and he believes. And then many believe, many Jews and Greeks believe at the end of the section there.